The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It has been a rough ride. So today, at this time, I want to talk about my personal journey through being diagnosed with COVID, myself and my family, I want to give you some spiritual principles as well that I have learned. That not only did I learn, but I also knew. But I really saw these things coming into fruition during this process. Good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's get after this thing today. That's what I'm going to talk about. So I do have a couple. As always, you guys know, I use these little screens that I pull up on so that you guys can see the PowerPoint scriptures and whatnot. So we're going to pull one up here and I'm going to explain this and why we're talking about what we're talking about today. So James chapter 5 verses 14 and 15, I'm going to be reading that, and then Matthew 18 and 19. And I want to talk about the make or break of agreement, the make or break of agreement. What in the world am I talking about? In our walk with the Lord, and our walk in our Christian walk, and our walk with the Lord, you and I are going to face storms, circumstances, valleys, goods, ups, downs. We're going to face a whole array of life. We're going to face life. There's small circles of believers that has this perception, and they teach and believe that we as believers are exempt from life, or that we are exempt from other things that other individuals face in life. And it's just not true. Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Now, notice he didn't say that you won't have tribulation. He said, you're going to face tribulation. You're going to face trials. But the good news is we can have Jesus with us through the storms, through the valleys, through the sicknesses, through the uncertainties. And that's kind of, I want to emphasize that when we go on with this thing. So notice the book of James, there is a remedy so that when we are facing circumstances such as a sickness, and I figured we'd kind of home in on this today because that's really kind of what I want to be talking about today. Notice what James says. Is anyone among you sick? Now, I want to preface this by saying this is the church here. This letter here written to the believer is for the believer. This is not something that you can just tear off the pages and you can give this remedy to anybody on the street and it's going to work. It doesn't work like that. This is for a believer. Is anyone among you sick? So the among you is the among the believer. So when we read this in its proper interpretation, is any believers among you sick? Now watch what it says. Let him or her call for the elders of the church. There's your proof that it's believers. And let them, who's them? The elders, pray over him or her, anointing him or her with oil in the name of the Lord. Now notice what it says. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed sins, he shall be forgiven. Notice it says there's the prayer of faith. So I want to go back to that in a second. We're going to skip over here and we're going to go to the book of Matthew 18, 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you, again, believers, agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now, one thing I want to show you here is both of these verses require something. One, it's the power of agreement. So notice it says in the book of James, if there's anyone among you, among the church that's sick, let him seek out elders among him and come into agreement, and the prayer of faith will be activated. Okay, and then in Matthew 18:19, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing on earth, it shall be done. So there's got to be this power of agreement. Now, why is that important? Because I knew that when, first of all, let me go back and kind of give you a little bit of my backdrop on how this all came about. Probably roughly around 11 to 12 days ago, one of the first symptoms that I had that I knew that I knew something was going on was, believe it or not, I started having digestive issues, which for me is not uncommon. I've lived with digestive issues for 44 years. I've had gastritis. I've had reflux, you know. So to me, I just assume it was something I ate, you know, whatnot, take an extra probiotic, drink some more water, yada, 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 whatever. And then I noticed I did a podcast about 11 or 12 days ago. And immediately when we came off of, when I came off air, probably about 3 minutes before we came off the air, I noticed my throat was really on fire. Like burning, on fire, pain, hurt. And I was like, wow, what is going on here? So I took a cough drop and I chalked it off as, well, the seasons are changing, which they are here in the state of Georgia. You know, we were hitting these dips where it was going into the lower 60s and even into the upper 50s. So it's like, well, the changing of the weather, nothing new. I have more allergies in the fall than I do in the spring. So, you know, whatever. I took a cough drop. It relieved it, got better the next day. I noticed it in the middle of the day. Here it comes again, this burning, throat on fire. Like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden I started getting this unusual headache. And then, so it's like, okay. And then I went to bed that night. I was watching the World Series. The Braves were playing at that time, and went to bed on Friday night, woke up on Saturday morning. And then that's when I woke up that next morning on that Saturday morning. I had the aches, the pains, the sore throat, the congestion, it was like all the symptoms at one time, bam. And I remember I forced myself out of bed, still not convinced it, maybe it wasn't COVID. I threw everything but the kitchen sink at it. Vitamin C, D, zinc, elderberry, water. I even took, decongestants, Allegra. I was so pumped up with all this kind of stuff. I actually felt pretty good Saturday afternoon, but then came around late Saturday, around 5 o'clock, the symptoms were changing even more. And then that's when the fever kicked in. And then I knew by tracing my steps, going back, seeing what I was doing, talking to other individuals, without going into details, I knew at that point that I had probably likely contracted it, went and got tested, one of those home test kits, and of course tested positive for that. And then that's what set us on our journey. Now watch, I'm still going somewhere. I'm still on the podcast. I'm still in the message. I knew at that time I wanted to come into the power of agreement. So I made the mistake of thinking that if I go on our End Time Headlines Facebook page and just let everybody know, hey, this is what's going on, we're asking for prayers, and I knew that we was going to get, and listen, please don't take offense to this, but I already knew that I was going to get 9,000 different unsolicited suggestions, advice, don't do this, do that, do this, don't do that. I knew that was coming. And it comes with the territory, and that's okay, but we were just asking for the power of agreement. Now, what am I talking about? How agreement, the power of agreement, can make you or break you. It all depends, watch this, on who and what you're coming into agreement with. All right. So I will have to say, for the majority of individuals, they agreed with this in prayer. And I thank God for you guys doing that. Everyone's listening by podcast, watching by YouTube, watching by Facebook, watching by Rumble, whatever platform you're watching, whatever social media platform you're watching. If you legitimately pray for us, intercede for us, send us private messages, thank God for you. And thank you so much for doing that. Now, but on the other hand, the problem that also came with this, listen to me, not everybody is on your side. I knew that. I know that. And we have haters. We have people that just generally, they don't like us. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. I would not wish this upon my worst enemy. I'm just saying right up front. Okay. Second of all, we had people, the most ridiculous, vile, nasty, disgusting comments were coming in on our Facebook page. People were cussing us. People were swearing at us. People, I'm not even going to say it in abbreviations because it's so bad. But basically, people told us what we can do with our ministry and where to shove it, where to take it, all because, ready? I dared, said that my family and I tested positive for COVID, and we dared ask for prayer. We had one individual said, I am disgusted and ashamed of the pity party and self-loathing and the attention that you want to grab by coming on here and asking us for prayer. Are you kidding me? These were the comments that we were getting. And then people were accusing my wife, who's in a nursing field. People were demanding that we take stuff. Hydroxychloroquine, the antibodies, the this, that. Demanding. And I try to tell people, listen, it may be easy for you to get your hands on some of this stuff, but it's not that easy. In fact, I was at the urgent care today with my wife, who's taking this a lot harder than me. And the doctor flat out told us they're not going to give us certain things. But people got mad about that and attacked us, told us this was fake. There was no such thing. We're making this up. So as I was reading this, I'm going to get to my message. I immediately thought of a man in the Word of God that's mentioned in the Bible, who went through something very similar to what I'm talking about. And that is, well, I wouldn't say similar. He was way on a whole other level. And even in all the garbage that we went through physically, emotionally, verbally, and all that, it has no in comparison to this man. But it did remind me of this. And in the book of Job, we know the story. Job is attacked by Satan. There's no other way around it. He's attacked by Satan. He's attacked in his finances. He's attacked in his family. He's attacked in his possessions. And he's attacked in his health. He gets attacked on all fronts by Satan. And his three friends who were the ones, his three friends, listen to me, his three friends and his wife, who were the ones who he had to come into agreement with him to get the breakthrough, to get the revelation, and to get the full understanding of why and what he was going through so that he could get through it on the other end. Have you ever read what happened with Job? Now, his three buddies, you would think, would be there to help him out and to pull him through it. And what do you need, Job? Do you need anything? Do you need, you know, is there anything we could do for you? Is there anything we can help you with? Is there anything we could come into agreement with you on prayer? No. Instead, they come to him and they verbally accuse him, lie on him, attack him, and make all kinds of assumptions like he's living in sin, he is committing abominations, he is committing secret transgressions, because there's no way that God would allow Job to go through what he's going through if he was not. And all these things ended up to be untrue. Every one of them. And then his own wife tells him, why don't you just curse God and die? And I said, man, that's amazing, isn't it? So here's the point I'm trying to make. I don't know what you're going to face or what you're facing right now. Maybe you're facing COVID right now. Maybe you're facing a sickness. Maybe you're facing some kind of a cancer or some type of a diagnosis, or you're facing a grim outlook on your finances, or you're facing a grim outlook on your marriage, or you're facing some type of storm and circumstance right now. I want to give you a word of caution. As easy as it is to go onto a social media platform and post, can you please keep me in prayer about this or about that? You need to be aware that not everybody is in your corner, not everybody is on your side, and not everybody wants to see you get a breakthrough. I had an individual, again, cuss me for asking for prayers of agreement for breakthrough in our health. And they said, why should I pray for you? Where were you when I was going through this or going through that? As if they were automatically assuming that I was not going to pray for them. Or it was my fault that they encountered this or they encountered that. So I'm saying, guys, there's a lot of bitter, unforgiving, and angry people out there that call themselves Christians that need to be, that need forgiveness, that need to forgive, that needs to release the bitterness, that needs to release the resentment and all these other things. And they're harboring this stuff and they're carrying this stuff. And they call themselves Christians and they get they're in the church, they're in online forums, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on YouTube, they're all over the place. Even through this crap that I'm going through right now, having set up in the urgent care, watching my wife being as sick as I've ever seen my wife in 23 years. You know what kind of crap I have to deal with? I have to deal with people on YouTube commenting, blasting me because I'm wearing an Adidas logo and I'm worshiping Satan because I have an Adidas shirt on. Are you kidding me? This is the stuff I have to deal with on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. Not, hey, I'm praying for you, Brother Ricky. I heard you were sick and we're really praying for you and we're really interceding for you. But instead, they take opportunities to take pot shots. You're going to split hell wide open because I can't believe you're wearing an Adidas shirt. Guys, listen. And yet, you know, we're excited that Jesus is coming back. But we listen, guys, and we're this dysfunctional in the body of Christ. He said he's coming back for a body that's without spot nor wrinkle nor blemish. Are you kidding me? If you think that we have a body of Christ right now, and we're part of a body of Christ that's without spot nor wrinkle nor blemish, and that we're anywhere remotely ready for the Lord to come and set up his 1,000-year millennial reign, listen, you are arrogant and naive. We can't pray for each other. Instead, we want to cut down each other. We want to split hairs theologically over everything. We want to cut down another brother on the way he was baptized or who he was baptized by or what name he got baptized by. Guys, this is sad. This is sad. So here's the point I'm trying to make. When I look at the life of Jesus, let's talk about Jesus. Have you ever noticed that every time when he encountered a circumstance in which he had to come into agreement with other disciples to pray and agree with him, did you notice that he was extremely selective on who he wrangled up and chose to be in agreement with and pray over individuals with and for? He didn't just, oh, come on in. No. It was mainly Peter, James, and John. Why is that? Because even though, watch this, we're not talking about perfection, because Peter was far from being perfect. He had his flaws, he had his issues, he had his temper, he had his mouth. But watch this, but what he saw in Peter, James, and John was the power of a green faith, and they were on the same page. Doesn't mean, watch this, it doesn't even mean that they always got along. I can show you where Peter and Jesus got into it. Jesus is telling Peter, all right, I'm going to suffer many things at the hands of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the teachers of the law. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to be put to death, and I'm going to be raised on the third day. Oh, far be it from you, Lord. This will never happen to you. I'll never let this happen to you. And Jesus turns right around, looks at Peter and rebukes him and says, the thoughts that he has are not of God, but of Satan. Now here's Peter who was told by the Lord that he had a revelation that was given to him by his heavenly Father, and that his name would be changed, and that he would be an instrument, he would be instrumental and be a pillar in the New Testament church. So he was given affirmation by the Lord, but then turns right around, and the same Lord turns right around and rebukes Peter and says that he's operating through the working of Satan. So again, notice again, Peter and Jesus didn't always get along. But at the end of the day, when push came to shove, Jesus said, I know who I want to have in my corner when it comes to a green faith for what I need right now. So when Jairus's daughter was sick unto death, he didn't go get Thomas. He didn't go get Judas. No, he had a relationship he spent time with. He understood those around him who had the faith to believe for the impossible. So when he said, I'm going to get Peter, James, and John, he didn't have to worry about pulling them into the house of Jairus's daughter. He didn't have to worry about them having a gossip session or a discord session, or Peter, James, and John lecturing Jairus on why his daughter died in the first place. Well, you know, Jairus, if you would have been giving her this certain medication, or if she wouldn't have ate this, or if she would have eaten this, or if she wouldn't have went over here, or if she would have done this or that, this would have never happened. No, he didn't have to worry about that. This is why he threw everybody out of the room, howbeit except Peter, James, John, and those who he could trust and believe to come into the power of agreement for. Why? Because the Bible's, oh, come on, somebody. Let me go over to the book of James. This is where I was hanging out earlier. So I'm going to go, let me go back over here to the book of James. Watch this. I want to read what the book says in the very same area here where it says, where it talks about, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders. Remember, that's what it says. But watch this. Let me show you something else here. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Someone will say to you, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Again, this is exactly what we're talking about. Now, I want to show you this. Let's go over here. I want to show you one more thing real quick in the book of James. Watch this. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Listen to this. And if he casts, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Notice that this is powerful, guys. There is a confession of trespasses that's contingent upon healing. So in other words, you can even have, this is scary right here. You can have the power of agreement with you. You can have everybody lined up that's the powerhouse prayer warriors of faith. But watch this. But if you've got people in this same circle that's harboring sins, or is going around talking about everybody, slandering everybody, holding unforgiveness towards everybody, then even in the power of agreement, your prayers will be hindered. Now, listen what it says. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And he talks about Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. So again, all this is conjunction together. There's the power of agreement, number one. So you've got to come into agreement, whatever your breakthrough is. And listen, you may be watching this today and you're like, you know what, brother? It's all good. I'm not sick. I'm not broke. I'm not busted and disgusted. My marriage is great. Listen, everything may be great for you now, but talk to me next week. Talk to me next month. The bottom line is, guys, this principle may not apply to you now, present tense, but it did in the past, or it will in the future. So you mark my words. This may not be relevant to you at all right now. But let me tell you something. When the day comes, and it will, and you go through a storm, you go through a trial, you go through a sickness, you go through a financial trouble, you go through a marital problem, number one, you're going to find out who's in your circle real quick. You're going to find out who your Peter, James, and Johns are, and you're going to find out who your three brethren that Job had as his friends are real quick. You're going to find out real quick who's in your corner and who's real with you. You're going to find out who's really praying for you or who really don't want you to recover. who don't want you to succeed, who doesn't want you to be victorious or get the breakthrough or get the get out of debt or get your marriage on. Listen, there's people out there, guys. The old saying goes that misery loves company. I've met these guys. Their marriage is miserable, so they want your marriage to be miserable. They're broke, and they can't buy themselves out of a wet paper sack. So you know what? They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to succeed, and they don't want you to get the promotion. Huh? Come on, I'm preaching louder and better than some of y'all are listening today. Well, I tried that healing stuff and it didn't work. So therefore, you can take your healing and stick it up a pipe and smoke it, brother. And that's sad. And I see this all over the place. For goodness sake, friends, if you prayed about something and you didn't get an answer to prayer, it doesn't mean that God didn't hear your prayer, and it doesn't mean he don't answer your prayer in that situation. Listen, I prayed for my own mother to be healed of stage 4 cancer, and she died and went to be with the Lord. But you know what? I thank God and I rejoice that she got right with God and is in heaven and is with him eternally than she got healed and probably and may have backslid and never made it into the kingdom. Oh, come on, somebody. Because my Bible tells me that all heaven rejoices over one sinner that comes unto the Lord, not that all heaven rejoices over one person that gets healed. Not that it doesn't, but I can't find anywhere in the Bible where it says that all heaven rejoices over somebody that gets healed on earth, but I can find where all heaven rejoices over one sinner that's converted to the Lord. So here's what let me get back to what I'm saying. So you're going to find out when you go through your valley, you go through your trial, you go through your storm, you're going to find out who's in your corner, who has faith, who isn't, who's with you, who's not with you. Secondly, right here, all this is in the book of James. Secondly, you're going to find out who's got the talk and who's got the walk. All right? Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And you know what the final thing that I've discovered is? Every man and woman of God that has ever done anything for the kingdom of God, that I've ever seen prayers answered, miracles take place, breakthroughs take place, you know what they possess? Effectual, fervent prayer. It means it's an out loud prayer, number one. It means they are in deep intercession. They are praying. They are travailing. Look at Elijah. He prayed, nothing happened. Did he give up? No. He went into a fetal position. He said, I'm going to keep praying and I'm going to keep interceding. Thus, he was testifying to everyone else around him that just because it ain't raining and just because I don't see a cloud doesn't mean that God doesn't hear me, and it doesn't mean that my prayers are not going up before him. What is he saying? So he prayed, he interceded, and he got into a position, in a fetal position, and he prayed, nothing happened. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. And then on the seventh time, he began to see manifestation. So guys, we're going to be fine. My wife and I will be fine. She, like I said, she's taking it harder than I am, which is kind of shocking to me. But everybody's different. But here's what I know. I know the power of the word. I know the power of prayer, and I know the power of agreement. And the Bible says, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, then it shall be done. So I'm going to close this segment today, and I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to come into agreement with you for your breakthroughs, and for what you're believing for. And listen, if you don't believe in the power of prayer, I don't want you agreeing with me. If you're full of doubt, unbelief, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, or you hate me and you ain't got nothing good to say about me, then listen, sign off, go on somewhere, because I don't need your agreement, because all you're going to do is hinder the atmosphere. The Bible, I can show you in the Bible where Jesus was not able to do many miracles because of their unbelief and because of their offense. Not because he didn't have the ability to do so, but because of them, because of what was coming off of them, it was hindering the atmosphere. And there's, listen, it's not about me. I feel a lot better, but there's some of you guys that need breakthrough. You need prayers answered, and you don't need these people on this broadcast, whether it's live or by replay. You don't need them polluting your faith and hindering your miracles. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, if you have faith and you believe that nothing's impossible, and to those that believe, by all means, let us come into agreement according to the word of God. But again, if not, then I'm going to ask you politely to get off of this broadcast and move on. We don't need your unbelief. We don't need your doubt. We don't need your 35 theological points in your thesis on why God doesn't heal today. Because for every one of those points, I'll bring out two more points to show you that he does heal today. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for those that are watching this today, those that have come on today, that are watching live today, by the rebroadcast today. Lord, we come into the power of agreement according to Matthew 18:19. If you said, if any two shall agree and touching any one thing, it shall be done. Father, we come into agreement, Lord Jesus, right now for the healing and wholeness of people that are watching this broadcast today, people that are sick in body, people that are afflicted in body, people that have infirmities, have weaknesses, have sicknesses, have viruses, have whatever the case may be, diagnoses. Lord, we come into the power of agreement of the almighty word of God that by your stripes, Heavenly Father, that we were and we are healed. Lord, I speak to bodies right now. I speak to the viruses that would invade our bodies. I speak to the bloodstream. I speak to the muscle tissue. I speak to organs and cells. I speak to the bones, and I command every intruder, every abnormality, every tumor, every growth, whatever it is that would try to invade or has invaded bodies right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to dry up and come out. In the name of Jesus, I command you to dissipate. I command you to be removed in Jesus' name. And I speak healing. I speak wholeness. I speak wellness. I come into agreement, Lord, that Father, I thank you that healing is the children's bread, Lord Jesus, and we receive it today. Well, Lord, I thank you that you yourself bore our sicknesses and took our infirmities. Lord, in Jesus' name today, Lord, I thank you that today that somebody is getting a breakthrough in their marriage today. Lord, I don't care if everybody shuns them, if people speak negativity, if people say that it's never going to work out or it's never going to be restored. Father, we declare, Lord, where your word says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when it comes, it is a wellspring of life. I speak a life over marriages. I speak over spouses today. I speak over homes today. I speak over marriages today. I speak restoration today. I speak reconciliation today. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, I declare for those individuals that are believing and praying for salvation of lost loved ones and family members, Lord, I declare that what your word says, Father, you are not slack as some count slackness, but you are long-suffering and will that none perish, and that all come to repentance and to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we have come to that agreement today, and we believe that they're coming home. We believe that they're being saved. They're being born again, that prodigal sons and daughters, Father, are being restored back into the faith. They're coming to their senses in this hour, and they're coming back home in Jesus' name. I declare right now in the name of the Lord Jesus that somebody's getting breakthrough in their finances. Right now, somebody's getting a breakthrough over debt and over somebody's been looking for a new position, a new job, a promotion, a new career opportunity. I just declare, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that door is going to open, and it's going to open wide in Jesus' name. And Lord, for every door in the past that has brought negativity, that has brought doubt, that has brought frustrations, that's brought discouragement, I thank you that a great an effectual door is opening in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Lord, I pray that someone would acknowledge that that you are standing at the door and knocking. Lord, that opportunity is coming and it's making its way and it's knocking. Even this week, opportunity will come at their door. It's going to come at your job. It's going to come at your position. It's going to come in your field. It's going to come in an email. It's going to come in a text message. It's going to come in a phone call. It's going to come at your doorstep. Come on, somebody. Do you receive that today? You got it. I wish somebody would come into the power of agreement today. The power of agreement today. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today, Lord. I thank you for these prayers and these breakthroughs and these miracles today in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you today that I pray that you would just seal this word today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a quick recovery today. I thank you, Lord. I come into agreement with the prayers that I'm seeing here live. Lord, I thank you that I will be stronger than ever, that this week you'll give me witty ideas. You'll give me podcasts. Content this week that will be relevant this week, that will be what we need to talk about and topics we need to discuss and encouragement, equipping. Father, I thank you that you're healing Melissa's body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, that her appetite is being restored whole. Lord, I thank you that there'll be no more nausea. There'll be no more stomach pain. There'll be no more throwing up. That, Lord, in Jesus' name, she is healed and whole in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for these things and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, guys, real quick, want to give an opportunity again. I know most of you guys know this, but if you're new to the broadcast, we have an app and it's free and it's available on Apple and Android. You can get it by going to the Apple or Android store, depending on what device you have. Download that, get it into your hands. You're going to get free. You're going to get our podcast there. You can listen or watch. You're going to get push notifications on all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. All that's free. Get it into your hands. Absolutely free. So always, we want to give you an opportunity. If you've not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that, guys. Either two ways. You can give electronically, either through the app or through the main website, or you can give old school method by check or money order. And you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So we appreciate you guys. Again, thank you so much for taking the time out today. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your partnership. You'll never know how much that means to our remnant family out there, again, that we can count on and that we can come into a prayer of agreement with. And I know that's got our back. And we, you'll never know, and words cannot express our gratitude of thanksgiving for my whole family to you guys. So we're going to sign off for today, guys. We will take off tomorrow. We're going to be back on here on Wednesday. Here, listen to me, guys. Don't sign off yet. I know a lot of people are losing people because they think we're done. I want to give you this real quick update on Wednesday, what we want to talk about Wednesday. There is a celestial event. And I know some of y'all, here we go. But listen, some of you guys love this stuff. So listen, there's a celestial event that is happening that has got the attention of rabbis and a directly correlated with the nation of Israel. We're going to talk about that. This is what we plan on talking about, Lord willing, on Wednesday. Pray that my throat holds out. No more unforeseen things happen. We're going to be back up. And we're going to talk about this on Wednesday, because this is what I want to talk about on Wednesday and why I think this is important, why we need to be praying about this. This is pretty heavy stuff. And this is, I think, is intriguing when it deals with eschatology or end times. So be looking for that on Wednesday. And Lord willing, we'll get that out here on Wednesday on our broadcast this coming Wednesday. So until then, guys, God bless you. May the Lord bless you, keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.